Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Kids, listen to your mother.
Mom!
Welcome to Between Us Moms with Katie Kraft-Morg and Hallie Stevens-Drake.
Friends and mamas, thank you so much for hanging with us for 30 minutes today. We are so excited to welcome today's guest because first and foremost, she's a dear friend of ours. She's also the host and creator of the Pretty Smart podcast, a fellow TV news host. You've probably seen her on E! Or NBC. She created a freaking card game. She's also host of the Bright Side podcast from Hello Sunshine and Reese Witherspoon. She's not a mama yet, but she's here to share her egg freezing journey with us for those of you who have that on your heart. And we couldn't be more thrilled to hear about it. So please welcome Danielle Robay to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you, girl. So much. Katie, this is really funny for me because the three of us used to work at ET together and write intros at our desks and computers. And so I'm very honored to receive a Katie and Hallie intro. Thank you.
Oh, man. Good over the years at writing intros and VO lines or voiceover lines for those who don't know what a VO is. And here we all are.
Yeah,
so we could talk about all our.
Yeah, we could talk about you forever because we're obsessed with you and we're so proud of you. And I've got to say, you've always been just like such an incredible advocate for women and so vulnerable and honest about your life with fans online. And you recently froze your eggs. So that was no exception. You shared so much. What inspired you to freeze your eggs?
First of all, thank you for that. Takes one to know one, Hallie. But I froze my eggs because I really want kids. And I turned 33 in January. So I froze them a month before I turned 33. And I felt like I wasn't nearing a place in my life where I was ready for that. I wasn't in a relationship. And I felt like this was a really great opportunity for me because I don't want to age out of that opportunity to have children. And it's real. People don't want to talk about it because it sucks and it's scary, but your biological clock is real.
Yeah. I mean, we know that. We feel that. I'm so curious because both Hallie and I have also done the IVF egg freezing embryo making journey.
Yeah.
What was it like for you? Because for me, it was emotional. For Hallie, who's a warrior, it was like kind of easy. And so I'm just curious what your experience was.
You know, what's so funny is, I don't know if it's a Chicago thing, but I feel like we just power through stuff and then like look back.
Badasses like that.
Yeah. No, but you're right, Katie. Like everybody's journey is so different because egg freezing is the first half of IVF. And I didn't know that until I started going through it. And so I wanted to share to try to make it feel normal for women who wanted to freeze their eggs because I hadn't seen a lot of people do it online. And what I actually got out of it was all of these women sharing with me, which was super interesting. And so it's not that they had been through egg freezing, but a lot of women had been through IVF and they started DMing me all of their tips and tricks and input. And they were sharing stuff with me that the doctors were not sharing. Things that were really important, actually, for my whole journey. For instance, ice your stomach before you do the shots. And it helps with bruising and all of that. And the doctors don't tell you that. I could share an entire list of those. But the process, to get back to your original question, the process was fine during. And then afterwards, I had some emotional moments. I would say a week after, I think, is when all the hormones are coming out of you. And I felt a little emotional. And then, you know, I think the whole process made me reflect on where I was at in my life. And had I made the right decisions, quote unquote, right or wrong, you know, I don't know what that is, but had I made the decisions that was moving, that were moving my life forward. And so I started reflecting a lot and getting a little emo in that regard.
The hormones are wild. The hormones will really do that to you.
I can't imagine what giving birth is like.
It's similar, but different, because you're still having like these crazy, like hormone ups and downs. And yeah, the hormone crashes after you deliver the child. For me, at least with the first few weeks, I would just like cry. And yeah, it's hard. Anytime you have like your hormones out of whack, I think it's hard. And that's not even talked about enough.
For sure. I mean, the doctors didn't warn me about that either. Like the women online were saying, if you feel this way a week later, it's normal. Go do red light therapy if you can. That will help. You know, like all these things that they don't really tell you.
Was there ever a point where you considered keeping your egg freezing journey private? Or was it always like, no, I'm going to share this because it could help somebody? It is so, so personal.
Yeah.
And so emotional, like you said. So it was brave to do it. But I'm curious if you ever thought about staying private.
I actually was doing it privately up until, I'd say like 2 weeks before it, like 2 weeks before I actually did it. And I decided to film it because I had a friend who was 35 when she froze her eggs. And she lives like three blocks from me in LA. And I saw her entire journey. I saw her stomach distend. I saw her take walks because you're not allowed to work out. And she would call me and tell me what she was feeling. We would go on walks together, and seeing her whole process, first of all, destigmatized a lot of it for me. And then also it made me realize that it wasn't as scary and I could go do it. Because you see the actual needles. And so I was thinking, you know, not everybody has access to a friend who's older, who's doing that. And if I could be that virtual friend, then maybe it would help open up the conversation and make people feel like it was okay to do it. Because I think there's this like thing about freezing your eggs that like makes women feel old or expired or something.
Yeah, totally.
And some of them do keep it secret. Like so many of them, I didn't know actually froze their eggs until I mentioned, oh yeah, we're making embryos. And so many people then were like, oh yeah, I froze it. I'm so glad that you were public about it. But I'm also curious. I mean, I feel like you have a very busy work schedule and the shots can be a lot. So how did you manage kind of balancing doing the shots, doing the doctor appointments? Because you have to go, what, every 2 days or every other day? Your busy work schedule, and did you tell work?
So I was freelance when I froze my eggs, which I really did it at a time in my life. Let me back up. Part of the reason that I decided to freeze my eggs at that point was because I had a new job on the horizon that was a daily show, and I knew I wasn't going to have the time. And so I froze my eggs at a time where I was freelance and had more time. I actually did it in Chicago and wanted to be like at my house that I grew up in. And I'm super grateful that I didn't have work, because one of the other things they don't tell you really is that the hormones make you, or they made me really sleepy.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't remember that.
That's because you're so tough.
Well, truth. It was 2021, guys. I had nothing else going on. So, you know,
we did our first round. Yeah. During like the COVID times,
Just
naturally sleepy, like walking through life, like what's going on.
Yeah. It's a good time to do it though. I would recommend to do it over some sort of downtime, because also during the retrieval end of it all, they recommend just one day, but I needed 2 to 3 to really be like walking around and be doing okay. And a girlfriend of mine told me that.
Yeah. Were you okay to do the shots by yourself? or did you have help?
Yeah, no, I did them by myself. The first time you stick yourself in the stomach with that long needle, you feel crazy because you're like, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I was not trained for this. You're like doing chemistry in your kitchen.
Yeah, you're literally mixing a powder and you're like, am I overdosing on this hormone? Like, I have no idea.
How can I be trusted to do this?
Yes. And we're entertainment journalists.
Yes.
Yeah. We are not chemists.
We talk about Paris Hilton for a living.
Right. We don't do math. We don't do chemistry. This is out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did all of it by yourself.
I did. Actually, the last night, my mom flew in like the day before the retrieval to take me to the retrieval. And she was like, let me do the shot. I'll do it for you. Mm-hmm. And she tried and I was like, this is terrible. Let me just do it myself. And you end up just like, I think getting used to it by the third or fourth day, but it is weird. The mixing of all the hormones was the powder. That was weird to me too. Did you feel supported by your husbands?
Oh yeah.
Big time. I mean, I think there was one time when he had like an early work meeting or something, he couldn't give me one of the shots. And so my mom came and tried but she like jabbed me the wrong way and like blood was coming out. And I was like, you've done it wrong. It was nice to have a partner with it, but I so admire that you did it on your own because that takes a strong person.
Oh yeah.
That's nice to say, but I think like there's, I don't know, you just do things, right? Like it's
so true. You just do things that you have to get done.
I've had some friends line it up and do it together.
Oh, that's nice. Support groups. I actually think that's a great idea for anyone who's thinking about doing it. Like, just make it a party. You can all do it together. Support each other. Be a little bit, you know, hormonal together. It's a good idea.
Yeah. Hallie, I love that because it's like so much of it is about an outlook. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go through it all and think like, oh, poor me. I'm taking these hormones. Poor me. I can't believe I have to do this. Or you can just be like, I get to do this. It's over in 2.5 weeks and we're going to make the best of it and eat cupcakes after.
Exactly. It's funny you say that because like I said, Andrew and I did it during the pandemic and we kind of said to each other, like, is this weird that we actually kind of love it because it gives us something to do? It's like an activity. And we're like, are we sick in the head that this is actually enjoyable? But yeah, you're right. It's all about perspective.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
So
that's really funny.
Yeah. Is there anything that really surprised you? You said that there's all kinds of things that the doctors didn't tell you, but in your experience, like, what is maybe one or two takeaways that you would make sure to tell anyone thinking about doing this that you didn't know going into it?
The first major one is when you do the retrieval, you get a certain amount of eggs, but that doesn't mean that they're mature, usable eggs really. And so for instance, I had 15 retrieved and only 12 were mature. And I didn't know that until the morning of that, like, you don't get all the eggs. I thought, you know, they're retrieved and then there you go. I also didn't really know how many eggs you needed, and it changes based on your age group, but really they say to be safe, like, you need like 20-ish eggs. They recommended that I do another round, and I just wasn't ready for it yet. And then also I went to my OBGYN a few weeks ago, so this is 3 months after, and he told me that my insides were still swollen. And he was like, if you feel bloated or you feel like you have a belly when you didn't used to, it'll go away in about like at the 6-month mark. And nobody told me that.
Wow.
And yeah, that one's wild to me. The egg mature, like the mature eggs and all that. So, okay. Did you go down any Reddit rabbit holes? Because that's what I did the entire time. And so I did learn through Reddit, not through my doctor, like how many eggs you should be getting. I remember texting Hallie like, oh my God, they only saw XYZ amount of eggs. And then my first round, we only got 6 eggs and only one turned into a normal embryo. And that's my daughter. But it's kind of like a numbers game.
Pretty so amazing.
It is amazing. Science is amazing. I'm just so curious if you like ended up going down any like rabbit holes or texting people about everything. And if you're considering a second round, because I remember they did recommend that to me and I think to Hallie as well.
Yeah.
Did you do it, Hallie?
I didn't. We ended up getting 2 embryos and that felt good to us. It was more of an insurance policy. It wasn't like a last resort for us.
Yeah.
Thankfully. And so we just felt like, okay, we have 2 on ice. We're good to go. But I wasn't opposed to doing another. Katie ended up doing another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I got pregnant naturally, which is wild.
Yeah. And for anyone who's listening who may not be familiar, the reason why they suggest getting a certain number of eggs is because the thawing process with eggs, they're so fragile that many of them don't survive. So they want to give you as many eggs and as many chances as you can when you're ready and you defrost those little babies to make an embryo.
You mix them with sperm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they say the embryo defrosting has a higher success rate.
Yes. They're stronger
alone.
Right. Yeah.
So you do need more eggs.
And we actually learned that sperm is also very, very fragile. So, but you know, one ejaculation has like bajillions and millions of sperm. So it's no biggie.
There's no shots required to get the sperm. There's just, you know.
Yeah. We did a whole vasectomy episode and we learned a lot. So
I have to listen to that one. I haven't listened to that episode yet.
It's fascinating.
But no, I didn't go down any rabbit holes, thank God, because I would have been paranoid. But I did. I texted girlfriends who had been through it and they were really helpful. I would also say that one of the reasons I did it was I saw some of my friends in Los Angeles who were like 36 to 38 start to want to have children. I think on the coast, sometimes like things happen later in general. Mm-hmm. And they started having a lot of fertility issues. And I saw it wreak havoc on their body and their spirit. And that also really pushed me to do it because they said to me, like, I wish I would have done this.
Yeah.
It's hard when you're down to the wire and you're just wanting your body to work for you.
That's what so many people say is like, I wish I had frozen my eggs when I was like in my early 30s. So I'm so proud of you for doing it.
For all of us. It goes by quickly.
It does. It does.
It does. And that's what Katie and I have said before, is that when you're in it, it feels so heavy and it feels so like time is standing still and, oh, this is hard, or it's not, whatever your case may be. But when you look back at it, it's, you can't even believe it was such a monumental moment. Like it is like a blink of an eye in our greater picture. So it's worth doing. Is there any particular takeaway that you got from all the women who reached out to you about IVF?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. This is going to sound really corny, but I mean it sincerely. I've seen Gloria Steinem speak live a few times, and she hasn't written this anywhere, but she says it every time I've seen her live, which is the most feminist thing you can do is share your honest stories with other women. And that's really how I felt like when these women reached out to me, because I heard from people that I hadn't spoken to since eighth grade who felt compelled to DM me and say, like, you're going to get through this. It's all good. Here's what I wish I would have known. And they spent so much time sharing everything. And so I actually compiled all of it and like made graphics of everybody's tips because I felt like there was no, talk about Reddit holes, Katie, like there was no like one-stop shop for all the information. I went on so many websites and it was so disjointed. And mm-hmm. so I've had a few people like ask me for those since, which makes me feel good. Cause I'm like, okay, people are doing this and they need some information.
Not to get so personal, but I'm curious if having eggs on ice has changed your perspective when it comes to dating. Like, do you feel less pressure?
You know, I don't date, which is a problem. So I have to get I'm fine getting personal, but I have to get back to you on that because I'm not sure. I spent the last 3.5-4 years like building out Pretty Smart and the podcast and the card game. And it's like taken so much of my love and time that I haven't really focused on my personal life, which was part of this egg freezing journey. So TBD.
Okay. I love that. But I'm sure also for me, at least, I would feel like I don't have to like settle. Like, you can take your time.
Yeah. That's really like the gift of 2024, right? Because I think even the women that are a generation above us, I think about Erin Andrews a lot because she was so public with her infertility issues mm-hmm. or struggle with infertility. And she was like, I wish I would have frozen my eggs, but it wasn't as popular then.
Right.
So it's like we're living through this really amazing time period.
Mm-hmm. I love to see it. Yeah.
Did you guys have anything that was like unexpected come up or people reach out?
Katie's been a lot more vocal and has since started an entire business around helping women check their hormone levels and all those things to kind of help them decide if they need to spend the money to do IVF. So Katie, I mean, you've probably had a lot more experience with outreach.
That's what I was going to say, is after we started Novalin Fertility, I can't even tell you how many people constantly, and I'm so grateful for it, slide into my DMs to share their stories or to share their journeys. Like, people I've never met, people that I went to college with that I haven't spoken to in years, opening up about like what they're going through and the troubles that they're having and asking for tips and tricks, and kind of like you, like, it's so nice to now have all this knowledge and be able to almost pay it forward in a way, because I think the one thing that we need more education on is fertility and women's health. And I think we need more dollars being spent in that direction and research. And one of my big things was like how much my AMH was affected by a vitamin D deficiency.
And whoa, like, really?
Yeah. And like, they need more research on that. And every doctor I've talked to, they're like, yeah, I've heard that it can affect, you know, your AMH SA, but there's not enough research done about it. And then same thing with just, different like genetic conditions that you might carry and that your partner might carry. Like there's just so much that needs to be researched more, but like you, it's so nice to share what I do know.
Well, I also think that because of our experiences and background in journalism, the way we share information is different. So like I would read a blogger's sort of experience about it, but it wasn't as like detailed or informative as I wanted. And I'm like, let's get the facts. And so I think we look at it a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And I like knowing all the different terminology. Like I like knowing AMH and FSH and just like the different hormone names,
yeah.
You know, how they can change throughout your cycle and PCOS and just different things that I think so many people aren't familiar with until they have to be familiar with it because they're in it.
I would say actually back to Hallie's question, the one thing that I would tell people is to go get your AMH checked, and you can do it at your annual checkup. It's a quick blood. It's part of your blood test, and just ask for it. And I had no idea to even ask for that.
Yeah. The AMH is, and that's also what your doctor will order when you first go in for a fertility consult. They'll want to know your AMH.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah. So yeah, it's super important to check your AMH. We do a test at Novalyn that's like your AMH with your vitamin D together, and you can just like order it, do it at home. Yeah. I'm curious what you would say to other people like on the fence about freezing their eggs and who might be stressed about the financial burden.
Yeah.
Of it.
It's a really good question. I think it's such a personal choice. It's hard for me to like breathe into that. I have some girlfriends who feel like if kids happen, they happen. If they don't, they don't. And so for somebody like that, I'm not sure you need to spend the money or put your body through that. But I just feel deeply that part of my purpose in life on this earth is to be a mom. And I just don't want to miss out on that opportunity. So if that's how you feel, then I think it's worth the investment.
Yeah. When I look at both of you, like both you and Hallie, I'm like, you guys were destined to be moms.
Oh, I don't think anybody's ever said that about me before. So
are you kidding?
Really? Like, both have such beautiful, like, I don't know, like motherly, like honest, genuine, I don't know, hearts.
Thank you for saying that. That's so nice. I feel the same way looking at both of you. Danielle, I'm curious, you have interviewed so many prolific women in Hollywood and elsewhere, and you really are so wonderful at diving into like really meaningful discussions. Is there any one person you've talked to who's a mother who you think, okay, she's goals. That's who I'd like to model my mothering after.
Good question.
Yes. I love that question. There's two people.
Ooh,
one is more well-known than the other. Actually, I'll say three. I did an episode on Pretty Smart with Kelly Rowland about mothering, and she made it seem really joyful. And, you know, there's obviously so many hard parts, but to hear her find so much joy in it was exciting. There's a woman, Eve Rodsky, who wrote the book Fair Play, which is about like equal responsibility in the home and outside the home. And she is a badass. She said to me one time, you know, like she has three kids in this huge business and does so much like philanthropy. And she was like, you know, sometimes my kids are just doing cartwheels and they're like, mom, watch. And I'm like, we just don't have the same interests. Like I want to read and you want to do cartwheels. And I thought that approach was cool too. Like, you know, that she gets to have her own life also. And being a mom was just one of the many titles that she carries. And then I have a friend in Chicago who actually, Hallie, I need to connect you with.
Oh,
her
name
is Rachel Rischel. And because she's a friend, I get to connect with her more. And I love the way that she speaks to her children. She's so intentional and thoughtful. And I feel like she has two twin daughters, and I think she's going to raise two really like confident, strong girls because of the way she speaks to them. Who are your mom idols?
My mom.
Yeah. I was literally going to say my mom. Yeah. Also, in terms of like a celebrity, I love watching Kelly and Mark in the morning and like hearing them talk about their kids. Cause when you look at the three of their children, like they've never had any major like public issues. I feel like they're all kind of doing their thing. I think they have a good sense of humor about it. And I feel like they really remained a team in their parenting. And so
I saw you do an interview with Kelly for Extra. And I remember seeing like the two of you in the box. And I was like, oh, that's like her journal. Like that's her person.
I'm going to cry. I love her so much.
It's true.
I want to like hype you up for a second and talk about the Bright Side podcast. Okay. So freaking proud of you. So if you could give our listeners almost like a little bit of a cliff note synopsis on the show and how you guys spark joy daily for people and why they should tune in. I want to like drive our mom people to listen to you guys every morning. So I think it's amazing that you do it every single day.
I mean, you know what that's like, but
it's a grind.
It's a grind, but it's really fun because the title of the podcast, The Bright Side, is very aptly named. Like the whole point is to look on the bright side of life because there is a lot of sadness right now. There's a lot of challenges. We see a lot of bad news. And I guess Hello Sunshine and iHeart, who we're doing the podcast with, did a lot of studies about how people don't want to hear bad news anymore. And so they thought like, how can we do the Today Show, but happy news? So I have an amazing co-host, Simone Boyce, and every day we get to chat about life, chat about pop culture, chat about news, and then interview a woman who we think is moving the culture ball forward in some way. So authors, experts, psychologists, celebrities. And it's really fun. If you have a morning commute, I think it's a good tune in.
Is there anything on your bucket list that you want to book for the show?
It's a hard answer for me because I have been obsessed with Hillary Clinton for my entire life.
I was not expecting that answer, by the way.
I know. But she's, you know, somewhat of a controversial figure. And so I never know how people are going to take that. But when I was little, she was the only woman that I saw in power. So regardless of what your political views are, I think it was really amazing to see that imagery. It was really like her and Condoleezza Rice, you know? And if we're going more pop culture, I love Pink. Did you see her documentary? It was like one of my favorites of 2021. Speaking of an amazing mom.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Seeing how she mothers in that documentary is unbelievable. She's amazing.
And she takes her kids on the road, which I just think how fun, like what an upbringing for them.
And she does it really thoughtfully. Like she doesn't just bring them on the road and say like, you're a part of my tour. Like they have schedules and they're going to school and she makes them feel like a part of the creative process too, but not in a way that feels icky.
Mm. Yeah. Talk about a mom who can do it all. Sometimes they say you can't do it all when you're a mom. Like you have to sort of choose career or you have to choose being a mom if you want to give 100% to like one or the other. And I feel like she's someone who, yeah, somehow has made it all work.
That's actually, not to hijack your interview, but how have you two felt with that? Because you've both maintained pretty large careers and children.
It's so hard. Like there's no sugarcoating it. Anytime I try to do it all, I inevitably feel like I fail at something. And I've just accepted that. And I reprioritize and I only give yeses to things that are really worth my energy because to me, the priority is Dylan. So, you know, you just, things change, but
a lot more no's.
Yeah. And I do think women can have it all, but that whole saying you can't have it all at once. I do think there's some truth to that. And I think that that's okay.
Well, Danielle, we love you so much and getting to spend
guys too.
Time with you is just always a gift. And I'm glad that now our audience knows you too, if they didn't already, which I'm sure they did. And we'll be listening to you every day, rooting you on, girl, always.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. We were in the trenches together. So there's just like a different kind of love there. I really appreciate this. Thank you. And I love what you guys are doing, because I think a lot of people feel less lonely when they listen to you.
Oh, that's how we feel about you. So you guys make sure you keep up with Danielle. She's amazing on Instagram, very inspirational. She has a great page. Follow her, listen to Pretty Smart, listen to The Bright Side, order the card game. And we're so grateful for your time and for you sharing so much. So thank you.